something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Think of this. But John writes on the email, TNT, TNTRadioEmpire.com. In addition to taxes, there are college financial aid implications as well. My significant other makes way less money than me, so her kids get awesome financial aid. If we got married,
oh, we're her kids.
Yeah, it would impact financial aid because they take the.
So he's not the official dad, right?
Yeah, the entire household income.
Exactly. Yeah, those would be his fake kids
fake
he's
kids,
talking
right,
about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Have you signed a petition to get AC/DC to play the Super Bowl? Steelers and Vikings are scheduled next year. Again. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work because AC/DC is cool and the Super Bowl can't have a cool Super Bowl halftime.
Nah, Pitbull has to be involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a party.
It's a party.
Well, he should have been involved.
That's right.
At least. Stage,
you're right.
At least he should have been.
I thought he was going to be. Was
he won the Super Bowl
anyway.
That's
what we heard.
Telling you, man, you forget if you don't care.
No.
Chiefs won, I believe, right?
I've been thinking about it daily.
I bet you have.
Okay, my buddy got back to me.
Yeah, how'd she squirrel away $100,000?
Well,
by the way, is she a listener to the program?
It was, I don't know.
This sounds really, because the story about the tell is really specific.
She'll know it's
a lot of details here. Be careful.
Be careful. Yeah. Well, you'll get in trouble, not us.
Yeah, but we're not mentioning any names.
No, you're not.
And only those close to the source would know. But her brother was kind of a miser.
Got it.
And socked away a lot of cash. Cash.
A hermit and a miser. What a way to go through life. And then you die anyway.
Right. Those guys are fun.
Yeah. Right. Then he died with a shoebox full of cash.
And that doesn't mean dick.
And she evidently knew where the shoebox was, or he must have told her. And, legally, he would be entitled to half of that.
I was surprised you didn't visit that shoebox more while he was still alive then.
Oh, that's what misers do.
No, the husband. When you find the box, then you start slowly taking a few out and making your own shoebox.
Right.
Yeah. Well, apparently they came to an agreement.
What do you have $50,000 in your shoebox for? She'll go, I had 100. No, you didn't.
I found 50. I don't know what you're talking about.
I only found 50. What's she going to do, bitch, then?
Check out my new Jeep.
That's right.
Your Honor, I was hiding more than that from him.
I think we could all go. I think I understand him being mad because he thinks something's going to happen. But I think I would get over the madness quick and be very happy that my wife had $100,000 somewhere that wasn't mine, because obviously she got it from her brother.
Yeah.
And you're right. I would find $50,000.
Today is
Happy Valentine's Day, by the way, tomorrow. For all you lovers out there having your money problems and people squirreling away $100.
Today is World Radio Day. This year's theme, radio and diversity.
We're nailing it this morning.
Yeah.
Hey, United
Luke,
Nations.
Luke called.
United Nations and UNESCO calling on radio stations to uphold diversity in their newsrooms and on the air.
All right.
What if you only got one person in the newsroom?
Right. That's Craig. Craig's a newsroom.
That's not diverse.
No, you're not diverse at
all. I don't care what color you are.
You're
if there's only one, that's not diverse.
That's true. That's true. So we're about as diverse as you get. One guy, he's the white guy.
The coronavirus death toll in China soaring past 1,300. More than 250 more deaths yesterday reported. 15,000 new cases, but they changed the way they report that, so that's why that happened in a day.
Hey, look, the people there, from the Camp Ashland, which is right outside of Omaha, how much longer are they there?
I forget.
All right. They released that group. There's a group in California that were allowed to leave their camp.
I think they're going to keep them there until they bust the canoes out.
Right.
What's the situation with the cruise ship that can't find a place to
dock? They're getting
it docked.
Yeah. It's docked, but they're not letting them off, though.
Oh, they docked it.
They docked it good.
Some viral videos in China.
And how long they got to look at you before they say, well, you're not a carrier. You don't have any symptoms.
I don't know.
I don't know. It resets when they find somebody
right.
with one.
It does reset, right.
Reuters reporting that one of the videos in China, one of the viral videos in China, shows a man wiping his spit on elevator buttons at an apartment building. He was caught, determined to be healthy, and said he was just joking. A couple other videos also showed people spitting in tissues and wiping it on elevator buttons in separate buildings. One arrested, but released with officials confirming that he's healthy, while the other just said she was angry at others and she tested negative for
coronavirus. He's not going to be healthy when everybody else in that building gets
home. Good to know there's dicks in China, right. too.
Taiwan News also reported that a person was discovered on surveillance footage in the city of Wuhan.
Oh, that's a bad.
Spitting on a doorknob in her apartment complex where more than 30 residents have come down with coronavirus.
It's so sexy when they spit in the doorknob. Don't you like that, Todd?
Yeah. Well, not the doorknob. So take the spit challenge today. It's the internet craze. God, don't people know how unfunny that is?
There was some sort of soccer player that had to apologize. What was that bit? I didn't even see what the bit was. He had apologized for his core coronavirus joke.
Oh, I don't.
Thinking that's, maybe he spit on his balls. Soccer balls. Soccer balls.
Speaking of
that's
soccer.
That's not what I was envisioning. Leaning back.
Yes.
Speaking of soccer, if you play the Deadpool, you might want to look into Pele.
Oh, it's Pele now.
He's getting up there. He's not moving out of his wheelchair. And but he's ticked about it. He's upset that his health is declining.
Well, we all are.
How old is he?
He's in his late 70s.
Late
70s,
probably, right, yeah.
So, write Pele down and look into Pele later on at the end, towards the end of the year.
Craig is the best for you goals, man.
He's got to hang on for 10 more months.
It's just a note. You got to write these things down.
Right.
Check them out later.
Draft eligible.
Pele ain't standing. Got to tell the guys. Oh, good news.
Well, are you happy that Rick Moranis is making an acting comeback?
In the new Ghostbusters?
No.
Oh, really?
No. What a new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a new one of those?
I was
There's
like
going
guy.
To be.
I never saw those. That's probably your age right there, guys. But
I know people that love those movies.
I'm sure they're good.
And not just the first one, even the sequels.
When was your first one? What year?
It would be 90s. I was going to say 88, 89, maybe.
Oh, so you were a kid.
89.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were sitting in your Husky jeans loving that, right?
Shut up. Drink me.
Yell at him, man.
They still would have been husky. They just would have been smaller and everything. It was all proportionate. They didn't just shrink one part of the kids.
Yeah.
See, I think they wait too
long.
Honey,
I Shrunk Your Ass. This was a sequel.
They wait too long for the sequels.
There was two of these.
Honey,
I Blew Up the Kids, right?
Yeah, it was Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Right.
See, that was right. That was probably about the right amount of time.
Right.
But like between Anchorman. That was too long.
I think it's because he couldn't get it made.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah, but is this a full-on sequel, or is this kind of a reboot type thing?
This is a sequel because Rick Moranis' kid wants to be a great scientist like his dad, and he shrinks his own kids.
That's how they do that. It basically,
Josh Gad is the kid.
Yeah, it's basically
who's now
just
the dad,
a reboot.
But
they call those reboots more than sequels.
Yeah.
And he's making
they're calling it a reboot
but
here.
But if it builds upon what you already know from the previous two movies, then it is technically a sequel.
Right.
I think you'd probably just be able to jump right into the new one and figure out what's going on.
Right.
don't make
assumptions. I haven't seen the last two. Yeah. I never saw the originals.
And you won't see this one.
No, I won't, because my kids are too old now. So
apparently we're going to get another Look Who's Talking.
Oh, my God.
With Kirstie Alley
and Travolta?
John Travolta. What we hear.
The original one was really funny.
Are they great grandparents at this point? What?
Yeah, who's the kid?
I don't know the premise on this one. Yeah.
That was 80s too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
87, 88.
Yeah, the first one. Then there was a couple of them after that. But Look Who's Talking too.
3 Minutes of Babies next.
Yeah.
Well, Marinas, didn't his wife die and he just took a bunch of time off to raise his kids?
Is that what happened?
I think so.
Yeah, he hasn't done movies for like 20 years.
No. Yeah, he quit for a long time.
His last IMDb credit is a voice in The Goldbergs from a couple of years ago.
I think he came back as a gatekeeper.
And previous to that, it was a Bob and Doug McKenzie anniversary special in 07.
Tooks.
Wow.
Yeah.
They should have put him in the new Ghostbusters.
They should have, yeah.
That would have been great.
Right.
Did he turn that down, though?
I think maybe, yeah.
He may have turned it down because he's just staying out of the spotlight.
Yeah, right.
Did any of the original cast make cameos in that?
Yeah, yeah. All of them.
Oh, they all did, okay. Yeah.
Except for Harold Ramis.
I didn't see it.
And he should have came back as a ghost, by the way.
Yeah.
They really should have him come back.
I don't know if they've got Annie Potts. I don't know if she makes an appearance, but all the original Ghostbusters
They
make
have
an
the
appearance.
Technology. They
Sigourney Weaver didn't come back.
I think she did.
Did she really?
I think she makes an appearance in the movie, I think, from what I've read.
All right.
I like when they do that.
Love her. Oh, yeah, I do too.
When they do reboots and give a nod to the original.
Right.
Well, this one is technically a sequel because you're building on what you already learned in the first two movies.
How about Booger delivering pizza to the kid acting like Tom Cruise?
That's funny.
That
was cool.
That's great, man. That's excellent. Cool. That's a reboot commercial.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for Wayne's World 3.
Yep. Oh, that'd be great. They should do it.
Yeah.
The Risky Business?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wayne's hockey jersey is going to have to be a little bigger from what I've seen.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, you're right. They're going to be old hippies now. Just old, long-haired dudes.
Yeah,
still doing
I want to
see
what they're doing.
Yeah, Wayne's World 3 needs to be done.
A man in Kansas, Prairie Village, Kansas. That's a bit south of Kansas City. Or it is in South Kansas City, if you will.
Congratulations to Kansas, by the way, on the Chiefs.
That's right.
Whole state of Kansas on your Chiefs.
Big win for the state.
There was a great meme that showed downtown Kansas City, Kansas, and it was empty, and it said they're here waiting for the parade. Somebody's dumb.
Man in Kansas, Prairie Village, Kansas, South Kansas City, offering $25,000 to anyone who can get him a girlfriend.
But you got hooker money then if you got 25 grand.
Yeah. That's not what he wants.
Yeah.
He wants a girlfriend.
But the girlfriend's going to say, okay, and then dump him.
She doesn't necessarily get the 25 grand.
I know,
this is to whoever hooks them up.
Well, yeah, some guy's going to hook him up. That's your girlfriend, and you're going to rip this guy off.
You want to take me out to dinner? He's like, I just spent all my money.
Right.
Jeff Gebhardt has launched a website to find a girlfriend. He offers a survey so women can see if they might be compatible. He's 47, says he's tired of online dating and hopes this kind of attention will be the answer.
Well, this is online dating.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If you're tired of online dating.
Well, you're just going to the front of the line, though, I guess.
Get offline.
Yeah.
He's just not swiping.
He says not only does the matchmaker get paid, the person who gets them hooked up, but he will also donate $25,000 to a no-kill dog shelter.
Oh, how about keep the 50 grand for yourself? Stop being a creep and find a woman on your own.
Maybe he doesn't need the 50 grand.
Yeah.
He's got a shoebox.
And there are matchmaking services.
Yeah, there are. They just launched the dating services.
Well, but even more than that, there are actual people.
Yeah.
Yeah, call Hitch.
Yeah. Jesus.
That was on the other night. I hung with it for a little bit.
So he's helping out the used dogs. Good for him.
No, there comes another letter.
Finding a woman.
She's not listening anymore. So.
No, that's the only letter that there would have been.
That's too far, Todd.
My wife had a good point because
My dog used to be new.
She's out walking the dogs, and here comes this pit bull mix or something. That hell-bent on attacking everybody.
Right, right.
And the owners come running out. Oh, he's never done anything like
that before. Shut up.
And she says, well, I imagine that you rescued him, right? Yeah. Well, then you don't know if he's not done that before.
There you go.
This is the first time he's done it in your possession, but you don't know that he has never done that before.
Yep. Did she kick it then?
They probably took that well.
I would have kicked it.
Yeah. No, they had no argument for that.
They got good. Yeah.
She kind of shut them down.
I wouldn't have been that diplomatic. I said, grab your damn dog.
Yeah, but they might have been busted in a lie at that point. Like, well, we actually got this one as a kid because we wanted a pit bull and whatnot, but we're just going to let this go. Right. Yeah, we rescued
it. No, they freely admitted it was a rescue.
Yeah, that's what you say.
And you don't know the background of a rescue dog.
No, you don't.
Well, especially a rescue pit bull.
I got nothing against
rescue small dogs. Are just going to lick themselves.
You rescue all the dogs you want. Just respect my right to purchase new dogs.
That ain't going to happen.
You were used when she got you.
Yeah.
You were a rescue husband.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, but I had a pretty good track record for the last few years.
Yeah, but we don't know what you attacked before her.
Right. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what you did before she rescued you.
We might not know all of the attacks, but we're aware of enough of them.
I know a lot of them.
There's a record.
Yeah.
Horrible story. Seriously, out of Ohio State, a couple football players kicked off the team after being accused of rape and kidnapping.
Kidnapping also?
Well, she couldn't leave.
Oh, that's kidnapping.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a tough one.
Kicked off the team, right? Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any Ohio State fan news feed in my Facebook, but I bet you there was Ohio State fan defending these pricks.
Well, probably. And there may have been some
she wanted it.
Gentlemen that say, no, you can't do that as well to the female. Because the story that is going around, at least, is that one of them and this girl were knocking some out, and she decides, nah, she doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yep.
And so she said, no, let's stop. His buddy comes over. And he says, well, hey, let's all three do this. And she said no, and then they just kind of forced her to.
That's rape.
That's when it becomes a problem.
Right. That's rape.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
She says stop, then you got to stop.
You do have to stop.
Right. Even mid-go.
Right.
Yep.
Even mid-go.
Right.
And you may not like to hear it, you may not like to know it, but that's the deal.
Yeah.
Even mid-go, when she says...
They start sobering up or thinking about it twice, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, or It could be anything. It could be any number of reasons.
It's you stop.
You got to.
Yeah, you don't throw your friend in the mix.
No.
That's insane.
And so they've been kicked off the team, accused of rape and kidnapping.
Are they charged?
I believe they're going to be. Okay. Yeah. There's charges.
They're going to the Columbus courtroom.
I hate Ohio State.
Yeah, they're going to be arraigned today, I believe.
Yeah, screw Ohio State.
Yeah. The Academy is responding to the backlash they got for leaving Luke Perry and others out of their In Memoriam tribute.
I don't get how they screw these up. I don't. Farrah Fawcett, the 1 year. Luke Perry did do movies, by the way. He did a movie called 8 Seconds. He's in a bunch of movies.
He was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Thank you.
Nominated for an Oscar this year.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't get. There's no excuse for this crap.
That Disney kid got left off. There was someone else I was surprised got left
off. And they always say time. Well, you know what? Make an extra 2 seconds. You got it.
And there's always a bunch of people you haven't heard of that pop up.
That's it.
Yeah. Like
and I'm not saying take them out, but obviously they're important too, but put the people that people know.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't take any time.
No.
That's a lame excuse.
Or just put everybody's name up there for 3 seconds instead of 4 if you have to put more people in there.
That's it.
Yeah, make the crawl move a little faster.
What happened to him? Because there were recent pictures of him where he looked pretty healthy. I just forgot. Was it like just a quick disease?
No, heart attack.
Stroke.
Stroked out and died, man.
Massive stroke.
That's not completely frightening.
No, not at all. Because he's only like 50.
Yeah.
Well, 55 maybe.
Yeah, it's tough, man.
What was their excuse? Sorry?
They said...
They always have some lame excuse.
Oh, yeah. They said they get hundreds of requests each year.
Oh,
there's
come
an
on.
Executive committee representing each branch of the industry makes the selections based on the limited time.
Oh, shut up.
They have.
Shut up.
They also just... said that
and,
all
and Nick's
submissions...
right about that. We're not going to care if they miss a sound editor.
No. His family
I'm not saying
would.
A sound editor shouldn't be in there, but the bottom line is we're not going to care.
No, I'm saying a sound editor shouldn't be in there. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
All right.
They could have just come out and been like, yeah, 90210 sucks.
All right.
Yeah. Tim Conway got left out.
Tim Conway.
Yeah.
Wow.
As did Jan Michael Vincent.
Michael Vincent was one of the biggest movie stars of the 70s.
Michael J. Pollard got lopped off as well.
Why do I know that?
Remember him? He was the character actor guy. He was in Bonnie and Clyde. You look at his face.
He won an Oscar.
You've seen him everywhere.
He won an Oscar.
Yes.
And studied. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got lopped off.
He was nominated. I forget. I think he was nominated for an Oscar for Bonnie and Clyde. Yeah. Well, that's just stupid. Puss is right. Take out the costume lady.
Well, it's a TV show. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Put up the people that the viewers will recognize.
Right.
I mean, simple as that. No disrespect to the sound editing guy, but nobody knows you.
I've always loved those in memoriam. I didn't watch it this year, but I forgot about the in memoriam. But I love how they clap louder for people they really like. It's just crazy how kind of, the clap fades in and out. Like, hey!
Oh, that
we
guy.
Like that guy. Oh, this guy, we don't care. I don't yeah. know this guy. Okay.
Who?
Oh, hey!
Oh, that guy.
It's just, it's a weird phenomenon.
Maybe they're just glad he's dead.
You no, they should do that.
Well, someday when Harvey Weinstein kicks, then
put his face up there.
The glad he's dead cheer will come up then.
It doesn't sound that way, but it's weird, though. They clap louder. That guy died sucked. Oh, that sucked. That guy.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.